Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today, I am excited to have Justin Franzen with us. Justin is an athleticism performance coach that has worked with amateur and professional athletes for over the past two decades. He saw his athlete breaking down from excessive levels of EMF from their smartwatches, wireless earbuds, and electric cars. He has tested hundreds of homes and clients. He sells the grounding and Faraday bags at doctor clinics throughout the country. The grounding bags are hand-mined crystals with moisture and magnetic properties to ground and repel EMF, all for a deeper night's sleep. This is Mother Nature's way of protecting us from the excess rollout of man-made radiation, not a man-made device attempting to keep up with other man-made levels. Thank you for joining us, Justin.
Thank you, Dr. Lauren. Pleasure to be here with you and your audience.
Yeah, absolutely. So first, let's define some terms. So for a lot of people, they might not be familiar with the concept of EMF. What is EMF? How does it affect us?
EMFs are electromagnetic fields or frequencies, and we have an entire universe that is made up of electricity, and so are we. Now, we are one with that, our universe, and the man-made radiation of electromagnetic fields or frequencies are different. They're designed to be one-directional, and they're designed to be polarizing, because they wouldn't work unless they were one-directional. And so we're looking at something that's completely different than what our bodies are used to. We're used to waves that are unpolarized, that distribute equally in every direction like the sun, not a beam coming down from us like the sun, you know, if it were man-made.
Gotcha. Okay, so the sun is one kind of radiation. And where else are we finding natural radiation that does not affect us adversely?
Well, you have a Schumann resonance, the healing pulse of the earth. That's 7.83 hertz, so we get that negative ionic charge from below. We get a positive charge from above, so we take it in. I don't know if you're familiar with Eileen McCusick's work. She's a lot of the, and Bruce Lipton's, and a lot of the brilliant minds out there will start to share that our health lies in our energy field. And so we need to take in the electrons from the negative ionic charge below and have that unpolarized, you know, charge from above. And if we don't get it, if we're getting one directional waveforms from above and we're not grounding and earthing, as Dr. Mercola's book says, we're EMF. Our bodies get thrown off, our electromagnetic system's thrown off, we get decharged. It ends up being a gateway for other challenges to come your way.
Gotcha. So can you kind of explain a little from a medical standpoint, what is it that happens to people's bodies when they're exposed to this unidirectional EMF you're talking about?
Well, I think the first things are cognitive. So you're going to see focus, memory, behavior, fatigue, anxiety, stress, more of those types of challenges will start to play. And then you go on to the next level, which would be deeper headaches, bloody noses, ringing in the ears, muscle twitching, and the list goes on and on. And then you go into cardiovascular, suicide, diabetes, Alzheimer's, cancer, and then lack of fertility is going to be a big, big part of what's happening with it. I think we saw in the Havana cohort a couple of years ago, it was the first attack of U.S. embassy workers on foreign soil with microwave, and it's like a non-trauma concussion symptoms. It's devastating. Yeah, so
right. So, and it sounds like that first line that you described is mostly neurological, and that I assume has a lot to do with the ionization, like the fact that our bodies are using ions for most of our communication, right?
Exactly. Right. Oh, yeah. And when you start messing with that and you're not getting the electrons from it and we lose our charge, what Dr. Martin Paul talks about is the voltage-gated calcium channels opens up, right, and they allow positive calcium to come into a negative cell. So that causes tremendous cell and DNA damage. So we're looking at, definitely a lot of tricky future for us until we understand we can convert a waveform, recharge our bodies just by getting grounded by nature, and either with our grounding bags or through the earth itself.
Right. So, and you mentioned that you'd noticed from smartwatches and wireless earbuds and electric cars and those kinds of things. So for the average person, I mean, if somebody doesn't have a smartwatch or doesn't really use Bluetooth, where else are they potentially exposed anyway to a lot of these kinds of damaging EMFs?
Well, this is a big thing. I think our sales really went tenfold over everyone being in their homes more than not, because most of these stressors are self-induced. So you're going to see it on the routers at their home, all the wireless technology from Alexas to laptops to cell phones to Alexas, Nest AC units, Ring doorbells, smart meters on homes. That's an automated gas and electric meter. It's basically a two-way router. It punches into your home, reads any smart devices, sees what you're doing at all the times of the day, and then pings it back to their substation every 7 to 15 seconds. So you're looking at something that's really disruptive for the body, and basically we're just getting inundated at home. Now, those are just the typical home stressors. Then you have the wearable technology, the smartwatches, the earbuds. That's a localized radiation in your inner ear, because there's no skull between your ear and your brain. It's just an air canal. So you're getting 2.45 billion waves per second going of one directional, man-made radiation localized in your inner ear. So it's not a recommended way of communicating with someone. And then on top of it, I think we see a lot of the stressors in solar in people's homes.
Oh, okay.
The solar can cause lots of dirty electricity, which is trying to keep the level of output that you want. That will cause static. Mm-hmm. And so if you plug in a Stetzer electric meter, it would show the GS units, the amps to volts, and that would be anywhere. Most of the homes that I've tested, the dirty electricity is 800 to 1300, and whereas a typical home should be under 200 GS units.
Okay.
So then the last part, I think, would be in the cars that we're driving, and that's a big challenge for it, is the electric cars, especially Teslas. You have a massive battery underneath you that you're sitting on top of, and then you have the entire front dashboard on any new car is really high milligauss, should be one or below. And we'll see them up from 15 milligauss on up to 65, depending on how well the manufacturers wire it or ground out that front. And then, for instance, like a Tesla where it's self-driving, or any car that has self-driving mechanisms, it's all millimeter waves on the outside. So you have on an electric car like that, you're going to see all three of the big stressors in one. It's just really cooking a lot of people. So most of it's self-induced. And then the next step would be the Internet of Things, that smart grid they're rolling out, and then the satellites beaming down. They want to roll out about a million satellites beaming 5G and phased array, which would be that one directional laser beam down to us that I talked about earlier. So we're looking at a lot of stressors. And then the big challenge, I think, Dr. Lauren, is how all these combine together. So even nuclear, you can pick up waveforms. These waveforms, they create this Internet of Things. So they all work together, and they start to line up together. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking at 50 times 5G, 50 times 5G, what our bodies are being subjected to with any nuclear power plants, 4G, 5G, smart grids, and all the wireless communications.
Right. So you're talking about the Internet of Things. Can you define that a little bit?
Yeah. So I think the telecom and our government, and there's a lot of motives for creating an Internet of Things, so tracking, tracing, controlling, monitoring. They can tap into these waveforms and create grids. And when these grids are interconnected, they can do a phased array from a satellite, tap right into a cell tower, And then that just keeps this infinite loop of millimeter waves going through our entire city and home. So it's, to me, it's not enhancing for a lot of reasons. Obviously, the science behind it, the safety security reasons behind it. But you know, I think in addition, you go to places of poverty, they don't have electricity, so they don't need to be radiated from above 24/7. So that's kind of the essence is to get grounded by nature. So you know, we want to bring this awareness to everyone and have them understand this waveform technology in a deeper level.
Okay, so it sounds like for Internet of Things, we're talking about devices, smart devices that are attached to the Internet, and then they kind of amplify all of our exposure. Is that right?
Right. It's that whole grid of smart meters and
gotcha.
Cell sites.
Gotcha.
And they're connected.
Okay. And so you've talked a lot about a variety of different terms with respect to measuring EMF levels. Can you, like, how would the average person measure how much EMF they're exposed to on a regular basis?
Well, you can purchase simple meters. I mean, that's what's so cool. So I have a daughter, and when you know, she's on her phone, she thinks it's this harmful phone, but then you point an acoustimeter, radio frequency meter up to it, and the thing that's just sitting there super quiet, the meter, you turn on and point it at it, and it'll start screaming. Mm-hmm. And so it allows us to quantify the invisible stressors of man-made radiation. So the meters are really feasible. You can just go online and purchase them. So milligauss meter would be for electricity. Then the StetzerElectric.com. Dave Stetzer is big on understanding dirty electricity because they measure millimeter waves and wave lengths basically. And then the shorter the wavelength, the faster the speed is. Mm-hmm. So electricity would be a slower wavelength, and then dirty electricity would be the next step up. And then when you get into the wireless stuff, you go into 50 million to several billion waves per second. And right, and then so you, then you get an acoustimeter for the microwatts per meter squared, which would be what a wireless radiation meter would read. And the challenging part, I think, Dr. Lauren, is the meters can't. They're not strong enough to meter the levels that we're seeing. Mm-hmm. So my meter, I point out my phone, but it meters out. It's not strong enough to read 2.45 billion waves per second. So how do we know what 5G is? We know it's 50 to 90 billion waves per second, but if a meter can't even meter a couple billion, then you know we don't even know what telecom's doing with it. And so there's a lot of challenges that are presented in this topic.
Gotcha. Okay, so another clarifying question. So the difference between dirty electricity and the a lot of the internet kinds of microwaves that you're talking about just has to do with frequency. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, the speed of the waveform.
Gotcha. Okay, so just to clarify that. And then, okay, so let's say we've got this EMF meter, and yeah, okay, there might be some that's even beyond the capability of its being able to measure it, but once we recognize, okay, get close to this lamp, or get close to your router, get close to your smart meter, or anything along those lines, and we discover there's a problem, now what do we do about it?
Well, the cool thing is you can convert a waveform. It's physics. So there's so many products out there, Dr. Lauren, that are looking at going into blocking. Well, you can't live in a tent where you get zero signals. And you have to coexist with this man-made radiation. So the best way to do it is to keep your life force up, but really get grounded by nature. And what we've done is EMFrocks.com is one of my companies. And so we have grounding bags, we hand mine crystals. They have moisture and magnetic properties in them to ground and recharge and repel EMF. So shungite, amethyst, black tourmaline, they're known for their magnetic properties, but they don't have moisture content in them. They don't dry out. Ours will dry out if they're not sealed. So we double seal them. They'll last for a couple years to a decade, depending on how long you keep them out of the extreme heat or how much use you get with them in the sun and such. But they'll last for a really long time the way we deploy them. But what we're doing, our technology is, there's no one does it better than Mother Nature herself. So we look to Mother Nature to solve this man-made challenge of increased electrification in our atmosphere.
Okay, so how exactly do these work? So if you've got these crystals and you've got a variety of different grounding bags, how does that actually repel EMF?
Well, we put the crystals inside of a Faraday bag. And so the repelling property would be coming from a static bag that would repel some stuff. Okay. What we like to talk about it more is in the converting the waveform. So again, when you go outside in Mother Nature, that Earth has a Schumann resonance. It's 7.83 hertz. So Dr. Lauren, when you're sleeping, you're at 1 or below 1 to 8 hertz or waves per second. So we're real similar on when we're in a restorative, opportunity to the same waveform, wavelength as the healing pulse of the Earth. Mm-hmm. So what the Earth does is, the reason it feels so good to go outside and get sunlight and get grounded is because you're recharging your body from above and below. So you're pulling the electrons from below, and then you're getting the positive from above. So everything has a positive charge, a negative charge, and a neutral charge. So our bodies are just like a battery. We need that, from above and below. And when we don't get it, it ends up, our bodies can get compromised. And I think Clint Ober wrote a great book called Earthing, and people just get rid of pain when they're grounded. It's really simple. So we're looking at that Schumann resonance, that healing pulse of the Earth coming from us. And I think to dive a little further into it on a deeper level, there's a book called The Invisible Rainbow by Arthur Furstenberg. There's a lot of doctors talking about this electric universe. So we live in an electromagnetic blanket, in an atmosphere. Right. And what happens is our bodies end up really thriving in this energy of how the universe is created. So this atmosphere has waves and particles and plasma. The plasma is what the waveform travels through. So our environment, like dolphins would be in the ocean, ours is the air and this plasma all around us. And waves and particles, they travel through that. And our bodies get affected. Even if there's a cosmic shift in the atmosphere, our REM patterns will go off. Or a man-made shift in this Invisible Rainbow book categorizes all the different electrifications in the history of our globe and directly correlates them to pandemics. And so when there's shifts in these atmospheres, our bodies just adapt to it. And so it's really interesting to understand the physics components and biology and how our universe is made and how different the man-made is compared to it.
Sure, yeah. Okay, so if we're around these signals that are unidirectional waves that are disrupting our physiology, disrupting those signals in our nerves and whatnot, if we are using something that is grounding, does that enable it to pass like around us and go down to the earth? Is that the concept? How what's the nitty-gritty of how that actually functions?
Well, so a grounding bag essentially, I mean, people say, hey, does it absorb it? I think there's some absorptive stuff. At the end of the day, I just liken it to converting a waveform. And the reason I say that is because Dr. Bear Lando with Alpha Vedic, alphavedic.com. Are you familiar with him?
No, I'm not.
So just a brilliant mind in the space. And he... I asked him to do a third-party test on our grounding bags, independent, and he'd never seen anything test as well as our grounding bags. And he's had all the top expensive products out there on the EMF space. And what he uses, Dr. Lauren, is a dual impedance antennas. And they measure your qi, because, again, as Bruce Lipton and all these other minds say, it's biofield first, chemistry second. Uh-huh. So he looks at your waveform of your energy field, and any distortion in that and all these different dimensions will tell him exactly what's going on with your health. Mm-hmm. So it ends up being unbelievable, but the grounding back's passively clinically treated 91% of the markers that were off on his tests. And so we're seeing just some incredible results on this waveform technology and understanding how these millimeter one directional waves really affect our body. And then when you put some grounding bags around it, how it can convert that waveform into something that essentially is beneficial for your body.
And so aside from that, since we all kind of live in this world and don't necessarily have a choice of, you know, some of the exposure, what are some other small things that we can do in order to mitigate our exposure and our risk?
Oh, so proximity awareness. So one of my favorite questions is just getting people aware of the stressors, understanding how different they are. And then once they do that, now we can start to stay away from this stuff. Technically, our grounding bags, you know, we have minis for your pocket, purse, or backpack. You're allowed to carry them, and then technically you should convert that waveform of having a phone in your pocket, and so it's not disruptive for you. But again, I defer to the first thing is having that proximity awareness. So have a timer, $9 timer, that shuts your router off at night when you're sleeping. Yeah, and opt out of smart meters for $75 one-time fee. You can ask them to move back to an analog meter. You can stop wearing the smartwatches if you're so addicted and need data points. Wear it and then get your point and then take it off for the next several months and then retest. Or if you have to wear them, you know, put these devices on airplane mode. These are big, big, you know, parts of the equation. And again, I think you're looking at blue light blockers. So the screen time at night, you want to make your home a sanctuary. So get this blue light out of your world, so you can start to create that circadian rhythm that our bodies are so in rhythm with. Stop putting solar in your home and driving a Tesla. And everyone's like, oh, but it's so much better for the environment. Well, unfortunately, they're still using coal. They just mine in other countries, and cadmium is another really challenging element to mine. So they're mining that, and then once these batteries die, 10, however many years, you know, there's a shelf life on them. Our mines are filling up with batteries with acid in them. So it's not a net zero on the environment, and then in addition, it's not. It's definitely, we can quantify these measures. So many sick people in homes with dirty electricity and driving these Teslas. They're just going to really shut down their health. I had a colleague that tested professional athletes' blood work only, and he got hired in the military to do blood work on special forces. And he threw in a variable of guys driving electric cars. Had no predisposition bearing on that. He just put it in there. It was his biggest marker change. 18% lower testosterone in guys driving electric cars. And these are younger, right, you know, super fit elite guys. So if your testosterone is supposed to be, you know, 1,000 to 1,200, so let's say everyone's at 1,000 because they're going so hard, that drops them down to 800. I mean, that is a gateway for so many other, you know, cardiovascular challenges, and the list goes on and on when you start lowering your testosterone.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So what is there that I have not asked you that you want to make sure that you leave with our audience?
Well, I think we've covered so much of it in a really short, compressed form, but I would encourage everyone to look at the book, The Invisible Rainbow by Arthur Furstenberg, look at Eileen McCusick's work, look at understanding how to get grounded by nature and proximity awareness to all these invisible stressors. Pick up some meters. Start to play with what's going on around your life. So if you're compromised in any way, I mean, you're a naturopathic doctor. So our products act like homeopathic tinctures. Mm-hmm. So when you tap on them, they can actually recharge your body. And your eyes, your teeth, your thymus, and your small intestines are areas that get decharged from EMF. And we don't know when that switch goes off. So what you would want to do is grab a grounding bag, put it on your lap, and tap on it with one hand while the other hand covers your eyes, teeth, and thymus, which is your upper chest, lower neck, and then stomach below your belly button. Just one at a time for about 15 seconds each, and you'll feel your life force just go up. And really, I mean, at the net of it all, get grounded by nature, either with our grounding bags or just outside on your own, just getting barefoot, putting your feet in the grass and in the sand, getting the ocean, touching a tree. Any of those will be so, so helpful for your vitality and allowing you to keep your life force up as the signals keep increasing.
Right, for sure. So where can people go to get more information about you?
Well, I think most know me from athleticism.com as a performance coach. We have curated health and performance products there. But for our topic today, and we do sell our grounding bags on that site, for our topic today, emfrocks.com. is everyone's favorite site to go to, so we end up directing everyone there to grab some grounding bags and learn more about the protocols. Yeah, we can clear a home, we can clear sources directly, and we have Faraday bags that protect you from your phone and your phone from all the excess data harvesting. So there's so many fun products on both those sites.
Fantastic. Well, I will link to those in the show notes. And thank you so much, Justin, for your time. Really appreciate all your insight.
Thank you, Dr. Lauren. Appreciate you.
For sure.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you. So please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren Deville. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.